So this weekend isn't all about witches, goblins, and ghosts. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, has some suggestions for other events in New Hampshire. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So if you're not the type to dress up and head out to a bar or a Halloween party, what can you do this weekend?
Oh, there's a lot going on, starting with the amazing Mark Neiser in 3D.
Who is Mark Neiser, and why wouldn't he be in 3D?
Well, he's performing at the Dana Center at St. Anselm College in Manchester tonight, Friday night at 7 p.m. And that was sort of my question to Bob Shea over at the Dana Center, which is he's performing live. How is he not in 3D? And he said, well, really, what he does, he's sort of a juggler, but it's kind of so much more than that. He's a juggler. He's a physical comedian. He brings elements of vaudeville into his show, and he uses lasers and the way he sets up his lights, even the makeup that he wears and the clothes that he wears, when paired with the 3D glasses that the audience uses, it makes everything sort of pop out. He said, it's not just 3D, it's 4D or 5D or it's 3D squared. It's sort of, it adds an extra dimension to what you're seeing happening live.
I saw in your notes that he actually got a start as a juggler in Market Square in the 80s.
Yeah, you know, and so he's really kind of evolved his show from just traditional juggling to but Bob Shea was describing one of the things he does where he will take he has these fans and using toilet paper sort of creates these giant sort of moving columns, this kind of like a sculpture in midair.
Is this something for all ages?
It is. You know, it's very kid friendly, he said, and so sort of the whole family would enjoy it.
And it's a one man show.
It's a one man show, but with so many elements.
What else do you have going on?
Over at the Robert Frost Farm in Derry on Sunday at 1 p.m., it's Dead Poets Remembrance Day.
Dead Poets. So there's a Dead Poets Society in New Hampshire.
Well, yes, and this is actually part of a national effort by a guy named Walter Scold in Maine, who started a Dead Poets Society, and he is trying to raise awareness of the poets that are from your area. So here in New Hampshire, five local poets are going to be reading the works of five other poets, five deceased poets, and, you know, from people that are probably very well-known, like Robert Frost, to, some of the lesser-known New Hampshire poets. And a lot of them even have, you know, personal stories that they'll be able to tell about these poets and their work, as well as biographies. And so you really get a sense of the poet themselves.
There's another event going on that's keeping an art form that many people probably don't think about too much anymore, and that's Barbershop Harmony.
Yes, it's actually the Festival of Barbershop Harmony on Sunday at 2 p.m. over at the Concord City Auditorium.
I'm a little bit surprised. There's a Barbershop Harmony Society. I mean, how popular is barbershop quartet singing?
You know, they actually, for a story in the Hippo, we talked to one of the organizers at the Concord Coachman's Chorus. A lot of the members of the chorus also have their own quartets, and they're going to be performing at this. And they said that shows like, you know, the Sing-Off, that have really focused on a cappella singing, have brought the, you know, the idea of barbershop and the idea of a cappella singing sort of back into focus for a lot of people. They said that the Barbershop Harmony Society has seen a decrease in the average age of some of its members. Here in Concord, the Coachman's Chorus has members that span the age range from their 20s to their 90s.
So what do they sing?
Well, they sing sort of everything, a mix of doo-wop, gospel, jazz, pop, so all sorts of different styles. And, you know, I went on their website and they have a great picture. They have a link that says, do you think you'll have a good time? You click on it and you see all these guys in crazy wigs having fun singing. So, you know, they're clearly out there to really have fun with this music.
And we'll have links to all of these events at our website at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.